You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. Over the next month, many students will be graduating from college, but without the traditional pomp and circumstance or cap and gown. So we asked two students and their moms about missing out on this once-in-a-lifetime experience and what songs come to mind when they reflect on their journey. First, we'll hear from Grayson Canterbury and his mom, Kim Canterbury, who live in Visalia. Grayson is a Fresno State Dean's Medalist. FM89's Alice Daniel put together this audio postcard.
My name is Grayson Canterbury, and today I was supposed to walk at my college graduation, where I'll be receiving a bachelor's in Spanish and a minor in music. Well, at first, when all this was happening, it didn't seem like it was going to last all the way through May. So having these online classes up until the end of April was like kind of this weird but exciting but scary event. And then all of a sudden, like, graduation disappeared, and my friends and I all had to move out of the dorms within a week, and we all kind of had to say goodbye just immediately and just go our separate ways. And it was very abrupt and very shocking and very, very disheartening once, like, the realization came that, like, wow, we're not going to walk together at graduation. We don't get to move out of the dorms together like we've done the last 3 years. Just all these plans that we had for our last 2 weeks of senior year just kind of up in the air, just kind of went away. When I graduated from high school, one of our graduation songs was Home by Phillip Phillips. Looking back on the lyrics, I think it's like still super applicable to what's happening right now. We're rolling down an unfamiliar road, the wave is stringing us along, and we're not alone.
Wave is stringing us along. Just know you're not alone.
Because we're making this place our home. Like, I think that just exemplifies kind of what we're all going through. We're just kind of in this stage of, like, literally not knowing what's going to happen next because everything's changing so quickly. But we're all in this together. We're all going through this together. And, you know, Fresno State has become a home to many of us over the last couple of years. I almost feel stuck because I was supposed to move so quickly after graduation into this next stage of my life. But that's all been, like, delayed. Back in October, I applied for the Peace Corps because it's something I've always really wanted to do. It's a really awesome organization that helps people in, like, very tangible ways, and I really wanted to be a part of that. And I was super excited when I found out that I would, that I was at least invited to be a part of the team headed for Sri Lanka. And our original departure date was supposed to be June 6th. So I was supposed to graduate on May 15th and then just, like, 2 or 3 weeks later be on a plane to go serve for the next 2 years. And just about, I want to say 2 or 3 weeks ago, we got the message that all Peace Corps activities have been postponed until at least September 30th.
I'm Kim Canterbury, and I'm Grayson's mom. My song that I've always thought of with Grayson is the one from Tarzan, You'll Be in My Heart. Phil Collins sings it. Yeah, you'll be in my heart. Yes, you'll be in my heart. Yes, you'll be in my heart. So Tarzan came out around when he was born. So that's always been my song for him. We want to do, like, a party. We had May 30th planned. We were going to have, you know, probably 100 people in our backyard and just everybody celebrating him. Graduating and going for 2 years, you know, to Sri Lanka. But of course that's going to be postponed. So we'll probably do it in the summer when, you know, the shelter is lifted. Well, I'm hoping that it will be lifted. So I think that's more of the plan at this point. I know that his father and I are just sad that we won't be able to see his friends and him graduate on stage and be able to clap and cheer for him, because I know his aunts and uncles would come too, and they're a loud cheering section. So that's a lot of fun when we all get together and do that.
And now we'll hear from Diana Vidalis and her mom, Nina Isara. Diana is graduating from UC Irvine, and her mom is also receiving her associate's degree from Fresno City College. FM89's Laura Satsui has this postcard.
It's called She's a Butterfly by Martina McBride, I believe. And the song talks about, you know, like resilience and never giving up on yourself. I think it just really hits home for me because it's almost like the whoever's singing wants me to believe in myself even when, you know, it gets rough. So I think that that's one of the songs that come to the mind instantly when I think of graduation. And her whole world changed
where she realized. I remember when the announcement went out, UC Irvine was the very first UC to announce the cancellation of commencement. So it felt like, you know, the university like didn't really think out the consequences it would have on, you know, first generation students or any student in general who worked really hard to get to where they are and be able to like graduate college. So like it felt worth it, like deep down, but like I said, like it's the celebration and like the visual of working so hard to achieve something and not being able to let it play out the way that it was supposed to and the way that I had dreamed of for a really long time.
I think I'll be going back to Fresno and sitting next to my mom so she can virtually graduate with me. I can almost see it, that dream I'm
dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying you'll never... Hannah Montana. That remind me, my daughter, the song talk about the go to the mountain. and then all the effort that she needs to go there.
I think she's referring to the climb.
Yes. I finally going to graduate this semester. My major is accounting, so I'm going to get my associate degree. It's just next week I'm going to finish my final exams and be ready for the graduation. It's not what I expected. It's not what I dreamed. When I started, she started at the same time. And I said, I'm going to graduate before you. And we are going to be professionals here in this country.
You know, whether there's a ceremony, whether there's an actual, like, diploma on paper, you know, whether she has a cap and gown to wear or, you know, any of that. Like, I'm incredibly proud of her.
Every sacrifice that we had and we are having now to get to accomplish our goals is for her good. I wanted to show her that no matter what age and what circumstances, when you want, you can do it.
You know, we're not the only ones in similar situations, and I hope that, you know, whoever listens to this, like, can really feel seen, and I hope that it's almost like having a very distant friend somehow, and that they can find comfort in, you know, whatever situation they're in to make it through, not just, you know, this pandemic that has turned everybody's world upside down, but I hope that they are able to push through and know that it'll get better at some point.